In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You are being built up into a spiritual temple. As a priestly nation, a chosen nation of royal priests of our God and Father in Christ Jesus. That is to say, you are the baptized. You are those who have been called out, set apart, gathered together, and named with God's name in holy baptism for the sake of Jesus Christ. And so you offer your sacrifices of praise and thanksgiving. You offer yourself, your whole life and body as a spirit, as a sacrifice acceptable to God. You offer the sacrifice of your offerings to support the work of the church. And why is it that faith responds in this way? Why is it that our faith wants to do something? Because we have been bought at a price, at the death of the Lord Jesus, not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. And in response to that, we are called simply to live as the people of God. We are called to live as Christians. To pray for our neighbors. To pray for those who hate us and persecute us and slander us. To build one another up. To cling to our baptism. To cling to Christ. To cling to the gifts that he gives. And in doing so, we will not be overcome. We will not be put to shame. For the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief stone of the corner. This is quoted by St. Peter as a word of condemnation against those who do not believe, but it is for us a word of great comfort. Because while our faith responds to God's love, in love and service toward God and for the neighbor, this is ultimately our assurance that our salvation is not dependent on anything that we do or have done or might do. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. We are built upon him. We are baptized into his name. We are grafted and planted into his wounds. We grow up into him. This is what it means to live as befitting a Christian. This is what sanctification means, to grow up into Christ, to put away the old way of life, to put away the flesh with its fleshly desires and lusts, and to cling all the more steadfastly to Christ in his means of grace. We're being built up is a spiritual house. Stones have to be cut. Stones have to be shaped. Stones have to be polished. This is a disciplining of the flesh. These are the crosses we bear in this life, and they are not crosses of our own choosing. They are not things that we wish we could have. And indeed, with the example of St. Paul, they are not things that the Lord simply and easily removes from us. Remember St. Paul's thorn in the flesh, which he prayed 3 times might be taken away. And remember the Lord's answer to him. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. So as you, as a living stone, are being cut, shaped, and polished, the grace of the Lord Jesus is sufficient for you. For his strength is made perfect in your weakness. His strength will bring you through whatever it is that you endure in this life, whatever cross you bear, no matter how heavy it might be, no matter how much you might ask for it to be removed from you. He will bring you through. He will build you into his own beautiful temple. Until such time as he raises you from the grave and glorifies and perfects your own body. Like newborn babes, long for the pure spiritual milk of the Word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. Long for what Christ most desires to give. As these days grow short, as we have come now to the end of one church year and stand upon the precipice of another, as we look forward to the long, cold, dark nights of winter, but look forward to an early coming of Easter, let all these things remind you that ultimately what we are waiting for, what we are celebrating, whether in Advent, Christmas, Lent, or Easter, whether in times of joy or in times of sadness, we are celebrating and rejoicing in the Lord Jesus Christ, who has borne our sins in his body, who has made us to be his own creation, who has called us out and gathered us together from out of this world to be his own elect, to be his royal and chosen nation, that he may give to us his kingdom which has no end, and that what we are ultimately waiting for is his coming again in glory, when he shall fulfill and keep that very last promise that he has made to each and every one of us in the waters of our baptism, the resurrection and glorification of our own bodies. The Lord is faithful and true, and he keeps his word. He keeps his promise. And so as we live in this life, as we live in this world, often under duress, often under burden, waiting for the Lord to come again, we wait, knowing that his strength is made perfect in weakness. We wait, knowing that he is faithful and just, and that he will keep his promise and he will fulfill his word. And he will come for us to gather us out of this world, even as he gathered the people of Israel, even though they rejected and despised him and turned from him. Even though he would build a wine press and a choice and chosen vineyard, but instead they chose only to produce wild grapes instead of beautiful ones. But he did not cease to come for them. He did not cease to call them. Indeed, he sent forth his only begotten Son to ride into Jerusalem in order to bear their sins and the sins of the whole world in his own body in death upon the cross. And so he has sent him forth even for us. We who like to think ourselves somehow ones untimely born, we who like to think ourselves somehow distant and separate from what is recorded in the Scriptures. And yet St. Peter reminds us that we, here and now, in South Bend, Indiana, in 2023, that is to say, from 2023 years from the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ according to the flesh, we are still being called and gathered as God's chosen royal priesthood. That we are still being named with his name in baptism. That our sins are still being put away for Christ's sake. That we still feast on his body and drink his blood, even as we wait, as the saints before us waited, who now enjoy the bliss of his nearer presence. We wait for his coming again, when our bodies will be raised up glorious and incorruptible, and we will join in the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom which has no end. We wait. And while we wait, we are shaped, cut, and polished, but it is the Lord who does so, to make us glorious and acceptable in his sight. We wait for the Lord, and our waiting is not in vain. Indeed, our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. In Jesus' name, amen.